This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Lord, please get me out of this mess. Lord, if you do, I promise to be good. Now, that's not necessarily a children's prayer. It could be something that adults could pray too. It's like a prayer in trouble. And when we're in trouble, often we turn to God for help. So God is a friend that we can talk to. But how would you feel if you had a friend who only called you when there was a crisis? You wouldn't think there was much in that friendship, would you? And it's true, as we think about the Christian scene as well, that God doesn't want to bargain with us. He wants to develop a relationship with us. And in fact, we serve a God who wants to celebrate with us in the good times and to bring us comfort and help in the bad times. And that's done through prayer. And the Bible has lots of really great things to say about prayer. It says, in fact, that the prayer of a righteous, that's a good person, is powerful and effective. You can see that in James 5, verse 16. In other words, good things happen when you pray. But more important than that, prayer gives us a deeper understanding of who God is and what his plan is for our lives. Now, the great thing about prayer is that you can do it just about anywhere. And as you're listening to me today, you can pray. You can kneel by your bed if you like, or you could be on the train somewhere, sitting there, even walking down the street. And in fact, any time, anywhere, you can talk to God. And as I read the Bible, it seems that God is not so concerned with where or how you pray. God is more concerned that you pray consistently and regularly. And I think that many of us would pray more often if we only knew how. There might be the children's prayer that you remember. Now I lay me down to sleep. That's how it started off. But then that's a child's prayer, and it's a lovely prayer, but we need to learn to pray like adults. Prayer is not difficult. And as I've said in this program other times, prayer is like a normal everyday conversation. But the person that you're talking to is God, and you can say the prayer aloud or in your thoughts. And a very simple solution to this is the acronym called ACTS, A-C-T-S. Think about this for a moment. A is for adoration. And because we're talking about God as the creator and the source of all life, he's the one who set the stars in place and he's the almighty and eternal God. But we can adore God because he knows us and he cares for us. So why not adore him? C, well, we could use the word confession here. God's greatness can cause us to reflect on our own condition because God is perfect and we certainly can understand how imperfect we are. So we can ask God to cleanse our heart from anything that might be harmful in our thinking or things that we've done, and we can confess those things that we've done wrong. What about T? We could say that the letter T in the acronym ACTS is for thanksgiving. And if you're not sure about that, have a look at Psalm 147 sometime. God is the great giver of all gifts, and there's lots and lots of things as you look around to thank God for. Count your blessings is another expression. And then the final letter, S, is this word supplication, which we don't use that often today, but it means making our requests known to God, asking God to supply our needs, not only ourselves, but for the needs of others. But if you're going to ask unselfishly, as I think we should, God will be generous. And sometimes God says no to the prayers that we ask. But remember that God is in control and all things work together for those who love God. So what we're talking about this morning is prayer as a two-way communication. So think of A, adoration, C, confession, T, thanksgiving, and S, supplication. That is asking God to be with you. So there it is. Why not talk to God in prayer? Now, Heavenly Father, we want to do that right now and thank you for the privilege of prayer. We know it's not a difficult thing to do, Lord, but you encourage us to pray, to bring our needs and our thoughts before you. And want to do that today, not only for ourselves, Lord, but for our family, friends, our acquaintances, people that we know. Bless them, Lord. Be with us throughout this day, because I ask it in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.